You're listening to SBS News.
World leaders have generally lauded the summit between United States President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, although some have been quick to allude to other problems needing such attention. South Korea is technically still at war with North Korea, and President Moon Jae-in has had the highest praise for the decision to hold the summit. Spokesman Kim Wee-kyum has relayed his message, saying both Mr. Trump and Mr. Kim have acted courageously.
I congratulate and welcome the success of the historic North Korea-US summit with a burning heart. I offer my highest praises to President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un for their courage and bold decisions.
The meeting was the first between sitting leaders from both nations. French government spokesman Benjamin Griveaux has also offered praise for the summit, saying his country is ready to play a part in denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. But amid his praise appeared to be quiet criticism of the pair's previous approach to the issue.
We are at the beginning of a process, and of course France wishes to participate in it. We can only be glad that people who just a short time ago were involved in invectives through their Twitter accounts were able to have a dialogue today, able to meet. It's the first stage.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has singled out Mr. Trump in his praise for the occasion.
I congratulate the President of the United States, Donald Trump, on this historic summit in Singapore. This is an important step towards the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. President Trump's policies are an important tiding for Israel, the region, and the entire world.
Others are using the diplomatic summit's apparent success to more pointedly urge the international community to resolve other global conflicts. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says diplomacy could revive the Iran nuclear deal, which Mr. Trump pulled the United States out of last month.
I believe it is very timely that we discuss the nuclear deal with Iran just today. Today's summit proves that diplomacy and dialogue are the only way forward, in this case towards lasting peace on the Korean Peninsula and beyond. In more general terms, this is a clear sign of the fact that the diplomatic track is often challenging, but it is always the rewarding one and needs to be sustained over time.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has thanked Mr. Trump for asking Mr. Kim about the fate of the Japanese kidnapped by North Korea in the 1970s and 80s. Mr. Abe had met with the US president last week and pushed hard to make the abductee issue a central focus of the summit. He says the summit represents a step towards resolving the abductee issue.
We will continue to do our best so as to resolve the issues of abduction, nuclear and missiles by coordinating between Japan and the United States, as well as between Japan, the United States and South Korea, together with China and Russia. Regarding the issue of these abductions, I am determined that Japan will firmly deal with North Korea, face to face, to resolve the issues between the two countries.
Mr. Trump says he thinks the summit went well, and he also got along well with the North Korean leader. Hours after the summit, the White House released a video resembling a film trailer, which Mr. Trump and Mr. Kim reportedly watched together. This was one part.
Destiny Pictures presents a story of opportunity. A new story. A new beginning. One of peace. Two men. Two leaders. One destiny.
The sequel awaits. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.